Father God, I'm praying to you for somebody who knows you, Lord, but just hasn't been seeing you in the right view lately.
Father, I'm praying for a friend. He and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man. I'm praying for him daily. He ain't sin, but it just seems as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a 5-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talked to me. I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him, cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him?
This is the video version, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Interlude there. It's a good song. We heard it on Represent on GTV.
Yeah.
Praying for, he was praying for his friend.
Right. But then it turned out to be him.
Yeah, it turned out at the end. It turns out to be him.
Yeah.
Because his friend I've been praying for, it's me. So it's a good song. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Whew.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Roo. We're all in this thing together. Okay, just keep that in mind, okay? We're going to make it through this week. Me and you and you and you and that guy over there. Well, maybe not him. But for most of us, we're going to make it, okay? And it's going to be fine. Let's get going.
All righty.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night, oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and on today's show, we're going to talk about some emails and some funny stories. Got all kinds of stuff for you here. And new fish wits.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People, radio on demand, it's all right.
That's right. New fish wits.
But you can't really do fish wits on
what?
On a radio show. I mean, it's kind of a comic strip. You kind of have to see it.
Yeah. Well, what do you see?
I liked yours this week, though. It was funny.
Oh, you thought it was funny?
Yeah. Well, that's because that for me.
Yeah, it was based on Heroes.
Yeah, you did that for me because the entire show, we were going, what?
What?
What is going on? I don't understand. When is this? I don't even remember the season finale from last year, but I know that it didn't leave off where this is picking up. So
crazy.
I haven't the slightest idea what is going on. And Brad said, I'm out. I'm out before we even watch it. I'm out. I'm not watching Heroes anymore. I said, you are such a Fairweather fan. You are not quitting this show. And I said, you're the one who sucked me into this show in the first place. I didn't want to watch it. And now you got me all involved 2 seasons. And now you can't bail. I got to know. So now by about halfway through the 2-hour thing, I was like, oh, I'm out. I'm out. I have no idea what's going on. So if you want to be out, I'll be out.
See now
you want to stay and you want to figure it out.
Not at all. I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy talk. It's insane. But anyway, if you want to check out what we're talking about, you can go to fishwits.com and see the comic strip there. There'll be a new one coming out. Well, actually, there was another new one on Monday since
the time you saw the one from last week. Okay.
So there you go.
There's another new one? Oh, okay.
Another new one. There you go.
What do I know?
You don't. And this was a commute.
Check that out.
Well, listen, you want to read this email?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So go right ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
In the Pocket Purse show, you played a call from Rockin' Foe JC, in which he shared some of his trials and encouraged others to rely upon God. Afterward, you thanked him in faith, and Faith commented that someone needed to hear that message at that time. Perhaps that someone was me.
Perhaps that someone was him. I'm going to play the guy on the Geico commercial that says everything, you know, like, to make it dramatic. Okay, maybe not. Go ahead.
Okay. It's been a hard month. I got fired at the tail end of August, and the job search has not been as productive as I would have liked. It's true, I have enjoyed seeing the children again, and this experience has discouraged me from seeking another job with 14-hour days, but I haven't been productive. We are relying on my wife for the majority of the income right now, and state aid is taking time. I have no family within spitting distance, and while my friends would be happy to help...
Did he say family within spitting distance?
Yes. Okay. And while my friends would be happy to help if needed, many of them are in the same financial boat as Rockin' Foe JC. God is providing the money, an unexpected bonus in my final paycheck, extra hours at my wife's job, a winning lottery ticket, gift cards from family and strangers, quote unquote. But it's been emotionally and spiritually draining. I've been behind in my podcast listening. At work, I listen to about 4 hours of audio a day while driving. At home, not so much. Kids, wife, television, too many distractions that demand my ears. Yesterday, I started cleaning out my iTunes folders, deleting old shows just to catch up to current ones, and listening to some I just couldn't miss. I almost deleted 2 weeks' worth of Two Blind Squirrels. Don't tell Faith, he says. But then, changed my mind.
Deleting squirrels is just wrong. That's just mean. You shouldn't delete squirrels. What do they ever do to you?
I have nothing to say.
Fluffy, poor, innocent little squirrels with little chubby cheeks. Look at their little chubby cheeks.
I have nothing to say.
Deleting squirrels?
I listened to some shows that day during my regular routine, but no Two Blind Squirrels. I decided I was heartily tired of megachurch preachers telling me God's in control, faith is proven in fire, I should endure, blah, blah, blah. Okay. When my denial of unemployment insurance letter came in the mail yesterday, I grew surly and despondent. I put dinner in the oven, even Totino's pizza rolls could cheer me up, and turned on Two Blind Squirrels for a lift while I folded clothes and fumed. My wife was at work. I left the pizza rolls in the oven too long and had to let them cool for the kids to eat, so instead of shutting off your show after 10 to 15 minutes, I let it play through.
Don't shut off the squirrels.
You know what? We don't want to know that.
Shutting off the squirrels is not good.
And Rockin' Foe JC spoke directly to me. A week and a half late. Two clicks away from deletion. 5 minutes and a tray of two hot pizza rolls conspiring with me. Here's where I say I dropped to my knees in repentance, right? No. Not until this morning. I spent the remainder of last night in a blue funk and under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, hearing Rockin' Foe JC's words in my head. This morning, under no emotional pressure and after a night's sleep, I repented of my attitude, fears, and pride. This is the work in which Two Blind Squirrels is involved. I thought you should know.
Oh, that's so great. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to hear that isn't it great to hear that we're having some meaning in people's lives? I mean, it's just... What's the lesson? The lesson here, the moral of this story is avoid the blue funk.
Don't delete the squirrels.
Avoid the blue funk.
That's exactly right.
Don't delete the squirrels.
You know, and whenever we get stuff like that,
yes,
When Brad tells me that or like sends me something to read, you know the first thing I do?
What?
After I say, oh, thank you, Lord. That's so cool. I'm so glad. I call my parents. I called my mom. You're not going to believe this is so cool because it's not real. It's so funny.
It's not real
when it comes to the ministry. It's not real until I tell them because they just are so blessed by it and they just get such a kick out of hearing how the Lord is working. And so it's just neat to share that with them and they just think everything's so cool.
It's such an encouragement to us because, you know, we come on here and we be silly and we tell our silly stories about our lives, and that's all well and good. But the fact of the matter is we have to tell other people what we do.
Yeah.
And our families think we're nuts.
My parents love it, though. They think it's cool. They see the bigger picture.
Yeah. But my family, not so much.
His parents think he's a loony.
And our friends think we're a little on the weird side.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They don't listen.
You know, you gotta fear it. So anyway, when we get stories, so I'm not saying we're persecuted in any means.
Oh my gosh, no.
But still, it's it's really, really, really a blessing when we get this kind of feedback mm-hmm. and just to know that something touched somebody. And we got a lot of affirmation. We got enough affirmations this summer when people came here to last us the rest of our lives. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's cool. But we appreciate every one we get.
Yes, definitely.
And this fuel, it is fuel for this show. It every time we get one of those, it's like throwing a giant log soaked in diesel right on the fire. So thank you so much for sending that, for being humble enough to send that and share with, you know, your situation as well. Okay, so listen.
I'm listening.
I have something to share with you, my beautiful, beautiful wife.
Uh-huh.
You are very beautiful.
Thank you.
And you keep this house running like a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
And I want the listeners to know that I am fixing to take it in the chin for you. I am fixing to sacrifice myself on the altar of this marriage for the listeners.
Why?
Because I'm going to pick on you for a minute.
Why?
Because you see this? This is a GPS unit that sits in our car.
Uh-huh.
And it's when it comes on lately, it's been telling me that it needs to be hooked up to the computer and updated because the maps are out of date.
Yeah.
And so I brought it in to hook it up to the computer and update, and I asked Faith, you know, where I'd never hooked it up before, and obviously you have to have a disk that goes with this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to put the disk in the computer and load the software so it can update the maps on this thing. And so it can hook up to the, whatever this thing, Garmin.com. Uh-huh. And go there and update itself and all that. So I said, Faith, do you know where the disc is for this? I don't remember there being a disc. And she goes, yeah, well, if we got one, it'll be in the drawer right there, in the filing drawer. Look on the bottom drawer. I'm like, oh, okay. So I had a few minutes on Friday.
Or in my head, I thought it'll be with the other stuff, like by the camcorder and the camera and stuff.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. So I was going through this drawer.
Oh, no.
Looking for the disc. Right. And I was going through this drawer and it's all neatly filed. Everything is she's a little anal when it comes to filing things.
What did you find?
And I found a book. I found books to everything. Instruction books. And this is the safety instructions and owner's manual for a GE microwave oven.
Uh-huh. Now,
I have no clue how long it's been since we've had a GE microwave oven.
We have one right now.
Well, it ain't this one. This is one from like 19... this is like one of the original microwaves.
Are you sure that's not the one we have now?
It's very old.
Before you start making fun of me, let me see it.
No, it's yellowed.
Let me see it.
No, I've got other things to talk
about.
Let me
see it.
Okay, maybe that's helpful that we have that. I don't know. But can we talk about the Black & Decker... toaster oven?
Well, I just threw that away not too long ago.
I understand that, Faith. I understand that you threw away, but...
that was 2 months ago.
When did you think we were actually going to need the instructions?
No! If it breaks, you got to have the warranty information so you can send it back and they'll give you a free one.
It did break. Did you send it back and
no,
get a free one?
No, because it had expired.
You don't know that. You just
I did because I had it for too long. I know.
So this isn't the warranty. This is just the instructions.
Well, I might need to know something.
In case you couldn't figure out the on and off switch on the front of the freaking toaster.
It's a toaster oven.
A toaster oven.
It could be different. What if I need new little trays?
Uh-huh.
That's the only way you can order parts.
Uh-huh. Are you going to order parts for your $15 toaster oven?
I might.
Okay.
I have an expensive toaster oven now. I just want you to know.
Okay, so... can we talk about the Bubble Spa Ultra Foot Bubbler that I found in the drawer?
Your father gave me that for my birthday 1 year.
And you liked it so much that you kept an instruction manual for the Bubble Spa Ultra Luxury Foot Bubbler. The bubbles. Let me tell you a little bit about.
What did you do when I sent you this CD? Did you sit in here and just laugh at me? Is that what you did?
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been conspiring for days.
So.
Well, you know what? If you ever need anything, it's always there, is it not? If something
even
breaks,
if you don't need something, it's probably in that drawer.
If something breaks, I have it. If you need to order a part, you wouldn't be able to order because you throw everything away.
I found instruction manuals of things I don't think we've ever owned.
We do too. And I cleaned that out when we moved in. So hopefully all the really, you know, you should have seen it before we moved.
We have leasing agreements in there from apartments.
We do not. I threw all that out.
10 years ago. So the let me tell you a little bit about the Magic Foot Bubbler. The Bubble Spa Ultra Luxury Foot Bubbler has basically three settings. Okay. Now, just in case you needed to see the instruction, the instruction manual is 10 pages long. How they made that much, how they need that much information, but it does tell you how to clean it.
Do you know
it.
Where that is?
It does tell you how to clean it.
Do you know where that thing is?
It's in a closet somewhere.
It's out in the garage.
Oh, it's in the garage?
It's in the cabinet in the garage.
Oh, that's where I saw it. It's in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got special warnings about not submerging it into water. For some reason.
Aren't you supposed to put water in it?
You put water in it, but you're not supposed to submerge it into the water, like in a bathtub.
Oh, because you might get electrocuted or something?
Never drop or insert any object into the opening.
Okay, then.
Do not operate where aerosol spray products are being used or where oxygen is being administered. Do not operate under a blanket or pillow. You got water in it.
What on earth are you putting it under a pillow? Oh, that's funny. Your brother gave that to me.
Do not carry this appliance by the supply cord. Oh, so, you know, don't walk around the house and
drag it around like a little kid.
By the cord, yeah. Do not attempt to stand on or near the Ultra Spa. Use only while sitting. So don't stand in it. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful to know.
Well, it would be very relaxing if you were standing in it.
Do not operate the Ultra Spa on an airplane.
It does not say that. It does not.
So, do not block the air openings of the appliance.
Just a minute. Are there outlets on an airplane? So you got to run your orange extension cord from your seat? Excuse me, a missed flight attendant. I need to plug in my Homedics.
Never use while sleeping. Or fall asleep while the massage is being used. I think that's a little overcautious there.
Isn't that the point of the thing?
Yeah.
To relax you? So that's all you got on me? That's it? That's all you got? You got some instruction manuals? You're gonna pick on me over some instruction manuals? That's what you got.
You kept an instruction manual. To a spa bubbler.
I keep the instruction manuals for everything I buy.
Everything. Except the Garmin.com GPS unit. I never found this.
Did you look and buy the camcorder?
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's probably where it is. Because okay. I thought that.
You thought that in your head.
I wasn't going
to
say that.
Why do you have two places to keep?
Well, because the instruction manuals go in the file cabinet. But if it's an electronic thing, mm-hmm. sometimes I keep the instruction manual in the CD with the equipment in the basket where all that stuff is in the laundry room closet.
Okay. And
so my thinking might have been, I should keep it with this because if I put it in there, then if we're looking for it, it wouldn't make as much sense that it'd be in there. It would make more sense that
your filing system is way too complicated for me. And do you often have thoughts outside of your head? I have to ask that.
I didn't say in my head. Oh, that's April who says that, not me.
I have a thought in my head.
I do not say that.
You were gonna,
and I did
you
not.
You were thinking about saying
no,
it. You were thinking
I wasn't,
in your head
because
of saying
I, she
that.
Says it all the time, and that's why you're making fun of it. Don't make fun of my friend.
I wasn't making fun of your friend. I was making fun of you.
Don't make fun of my friend. You were making fun of her. You were making fun of
how
her.
How dare you?
You were making
me.
Fun of her through me. Stop it.
By proxy. Mocking.
Don't
okay.
make fun of my friend. I'll take you down.
The preacher said
it's
something.
It's cute that she says that. And that's why I don't say anything, because it's cute.
The preacher said something that I have to share. This has nothing to do with anything, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is a free bonus.
Oh, yay. Yay, yes.
The preacher said he was talking about people falling away from the church and falling away from the Lord.
Okay.
Which is kind of on my mind a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
You should all be involved in a local church, some type of fellowship, some type of corporate worship, some type of accountability outside your immediate family group. I just think it's the more I study the Bible, the more I study the issue, I see where the Lord uses it. I see how important it is to the Lord. I mean, even in that, we were studying Saul this morning, and even with Saul, he sent guys with him. God handpicked some guys to go with him, you know, for accountability purposes. But anyway, I'm sorry, that was... That was even further off topic.
More bonus
than this.
That was an extra bonus. That was the bonus bonus.
So the pastor tells this story about this little kid who goes to bed.
I love this story.
And he falls asleep. And he falls out of bed. And he falls out of bed, and you know, he hits the ground, and he goes into his parents crying, and they're like, "Oh, baby, what's the matter? What happened? I fell out of bed. Well, how did that happen?" "I think I fell asleep too close to where I got in." So
just sit, just stop.
Think about that for a minute.
Let it sink in. And I sat in church and I went, "That is very profound."
Yeah, I didn't hear anything he said for like 5 minutes after that, because I was thinking,
I looked at him, I'm like, that was profound. He's like, profound.
Well, it is time for your squirrely faith builder from faith.
Oh, yay me. Okay. I get to pick one. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hebrews 6:1. "Therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God."
There you go. There's your faith builder. You build faith by hearing the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. Right?
Right.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow, we're going to have some of your calls. That's right. Some of your calls into the show. You know, calls spawn calls. I noticed that we get more calls on the day the calls happen than we do they're all upset by what we said about their calls.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I'm glad that,
that's great,
that calls spawn calls. And last week, we had calls from people who haven't called very often.
Yay.
So I'm saying how many times I can say call in this...
Let's not, and let's just end the show.
Okay, we'll end the show. Bios, okay,
bios con Dios.
As we ride off into the sunset, hand in hand,
singing love
betrayals
love,
love. To you. Oh, we're singing different songs, and I'm not even in key.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.